With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. A murder trial continues with the court hearing recorded interviews from the victim's mother, the victim being a toddler from Cayman Brac. Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks reports.
Devon Emmanuel Wright has pled not guilty to charges of murder and abduction. Earlier this week, the judge and jury visited Cayman Brac to view locations connected to the investigation, including the residence where Alice Sadie was last seen alive and the area where her body was later found. The Crown alleges that the child was unlawfully killed before her body was deposited along the shoreline. Jurors heard from the mother's account on Thursday of the day her daughter went missing and details about her relationship with the accused. The mother is expected to testify today in person before the court, with cross-examination expected afterwards. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
A tourist is sentenced to 18 weeks behind bars after admitting to possessing equipment linked to financial fraud. The 32-year-old was arrested at Owen Roberts International Airport on June 16th when Customs and Border Control officers discovered suspected card skimming devices and several credit cards concealed in his luggage. In other news, the Caribbean Examinations Council is updating its school-based assessment to address rising concerns over the usage of generative artificial intelligence. CIGTV's Naya Roberts reports.
The Cayman Islands Department of Education Services has confirmed that they will implement these regional changes in line with the official guidance. Under the new model, practical subjects like agricultural science, visual arts, and physical education will keep their traditional SBA projects with stronger moderation. However, non-practical subjects, including mathematics, English, and business, will phase out traditional projects. Students will instead take an adjusted exam, receiving topics 1 month in advance and bringing reference notes into the test room. CXC Director of Operations Nicole Manning said generative AI tools have compromised the authenticity of unmonitored coursework.
In recent years, the SBA has come under serious strain, and the single greatest source of that strain is generative artificial intelligence. We are not seeking to prevent the responsible use of AI. Instead, we want to harness its capabilities to support students in preparation for both SBAs and written assessments. The important distinction is this: AI may assist preparation, but students' competence must be demonstrated under controlled examination conditions without the use of AI.
The Ministry of Education says local focus will remain on supporting Cayman's teachers, schools, and students throughout the transition.
Additional information about the Caribbean Examinations Council can be found at cxc.org. And over in Scotland at the 2026 Commonwealth Games.
As you see up scoring-wise, we check.
Team Cayman is on the court this morning as the men's 3x3 basketball team take on Nigeria and Fiji. Radio Cayman is there and we'll have more right after our 7 a.m. news, so make sure to keep it locked. In day one of competition, there are 14 gold medals up for grabs. 20 athletes are representing Cayman in three sports at the Commonwealth Games. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Jane Steele. China has warned the United States against starting a new trade war after the Trump administration imposed tariffs on more than 60 countries. Washington says it's acted because the nations haven't been doing enough to tackle forced labours, but many US allies say the taxes are unjustified. Leaders of India's youth protest movement say the government has asked them for 24 hours to respond to their demand for the resignation of the education minister. It follows talks with government officials in Delhi on Friday. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa has won a legal challenge temporarily halting parliamentary impeachment proceedings against him. The case was linked to the theft of more than $500,000 from a farm owned by the president. There have been questions over the source of the money. Mr. Ramaphosa has denied any wrongdoing. There have been conflicting accounts of a clash in the north of the occupied West Bank in which four Palestinians and one Israeli were killed. A Palestinian witness has told the BBC that villagers rushed to confront Israeli settlers who were attacking Palestinian homes. However, the IDF says Israeli hikers had been attacked and its troops had come to their defence. Ukraine has hit the Russian online retailer Wildberries for the third time in 6 days, targeting the company's warehouses in the St. Petersburg region. Kiev alleges the company stores and ships components for sanctioned military equipment. The Romanian president, Nicușor Dan, says one of its planes has shot down a suspected Russian drone in its airspace. The authorities had earlier issued alerts across several eastern and southeastern countries. BBC News.